Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. San Juan Regional Medical Center is your community hospital, committed to making life better for the communities we are privileged to serve. In fact, better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care. What matters most to our patients matters most to us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services so you can get the quality care you need right here at home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, celebrating life better here since 1910. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Museum. What if you could jump into the world of wild crats and swing through the trees like a monkey, or hunt like a dragonfish? Now you can. Wild Crats, Creature Power, and Ocean Adventure Museum Exhibit, opening September 24th through January 7th at the Farmington Museum. Tickets at farmingtonmuseum.org. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It is Tuesday morning, the first day of November 2022. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM here in San Juan County in Durango, Colorado. You can always listen in at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet, you can always tune in from our website, of course, ksje.com. We welcome our viewers as well because this is a community-supported visual radio station. This program is streaming out live this morning to the KSJE Facebook page, our YouTube channel, and our Twitter account. So we're glad that you are with us, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Coming up today, we are talking with our monthly program about CHIC, I should say, the Community Health Improvement Council. And this month, we're focusing on SAS, the Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico. I'll be joined by my guests in just a few moments here on KSJE. Later on this hour, of course, we'll be checking in with Amber Francisco, also at the Farmington Regional Animal Shelter. We do that every Tuesday at 8:50 a.m., our Adopt-a-Pet Tuesday segment. Amber will be talking about some of the pets available for adoption this week, including that pretty good-looking kitten you see on the screen named Grape. We'll learn more about Grape and the other animals coming up today at 8:50 a.m. here on KSJE. Next hour, Mick Hess is going to take us roving with the arts, our weekday classical music program, of course. Today, Mick has music lined up from Telemann, Schubert, and Liszt. That's coming up today on Roving with the Arts on KSJE. Don't forget, you can also connect with us on Instagram in addition to our other social media platforms. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and maybe discover a new program that you may have missed before. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is clear and sunny and bright today, 32 degrees at the moment here in Farmington. We are expecting a partly sunny day today with a forecast high this afternoon of about 65 degrees. Not as cold overnight tonight with a low of 44. Partly sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 63 on Wednesday. But take a look. Maybe a chance of showers developing Wednesday night on into Thursday and Friday. A 50% chance of showers Wednesday night. 70% chance of rain or snow showers on Thursday with a high near 50. And a 40% chance of rain or snow showers on Friday with a high only reaching 43 degrees. Well, let me introduce my guests who are joining me this morning remotely from their offices at Sexual Assault Services in Northwest New Mexico. Brandy Wright is here and Eliana Butler is here. Good morning to both of you and thank you for joining me.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
You're very welcome. There you are. We had some technical issues before the show, but we figured them out. And so I appreciate everyone's patience with me as we did that. But great to have you here. Eliana Butler, let me start with you a little bit about SAS and the work that SAS does, of course, in the community. And SAS is a member of CHIC, of course, the Community Health Improvement Council.
Yeah, thanks. We're glad to be on with you again today and that CHIC has these slots to highlight the different organizations involved in the Community Health Improvement Council. We participate monthly in the meetings as sort of a community of prevention in all sorts of different ways. And I'm sure on your show they've talked about the spokes of the wheel in terms of health. And we fit in that anti-violence health realm of the spoke of their wheel.
Exactly. And a great effort, I think, to bring a lot of different organizations like SAS to the table to talk about the services that you provide and maybe hear about services provided by other organizations in the community as well, which may be helpful to know about.
Absolutely. It kind of ties us all together in all the work because everyone is affected by various issues, or the community as a whole is affected by various issues. And so just knowing what each other are doing, even though we might be that different issue, it still ties us together around preventing and working toward the better health of our community as a whole.
Right. And of course, getting the word out, I know, is a full-time job for a lot of nonprofits and other groups in the community. And so I wanted to ask you a bit about your plans to do that. I know you all are getting involved with the Festival of Trees. Gosh, that's coming up soon. And so talk to me a little bit about that. Brandy, is that a project that you're working on?
Yeah. So the Festival of Trees is really an opportunity for us to honor the men and women in our community who have lost their lives to violence. And then it just kind of opened up to for us to be able to honor other folks who've experienced sexual violence. And so what we're doing is our tree is called Dedication of Colors, and we've really just pulled together all of those colors of a ribbon that you might wear to build awareness around something. Of course, we start with teal, which is to recognize sexual assault. And that's, you know, the color that you see in April, so that people are just building their knowledge around prevention of sexual assault and what to do if they know somebody is sexually assaulted. So teal will be all over our tree. And then we have red for missing and murdered Indigenous women, orange for teen dating violence, green for mental health awareness, blue for child abuse, and purple for domestic violence. And really what this is for us to just be able to come together with our community, provide a tree for folks to see visually, but also the big heart of this project is to honor the folks who have actually lost their lives because of the violence that they experienced.
Right, and I think that's an important reminder, I think, for folks too, right, of how dangerous these things can be, and of course your work and the work of sexual assault services to educate all of us about the potential dangers of sexual assault and violence and things along that line. So are you working with some other partners to put this tree together, or is this all a SAS project?
Yeah, so we came up with this idea, and then we were going to go into our community and say, hey, support SAS and support this project with a donation. And Basin Coordinated Health came alongside us and said, we just want to help fund this project. And we were so excited to have the team at Basin Coordinated Health come alongside us and really make this happen. So we're so appreciative of them. They've been a huge help with the logistics of the tree, because this is our first time. So we didn't necessarily know how big the tree should be or how many decorations we needed, that sort of thing. And so they've been helpful in all of those ways. And we just really appreciate their hearts in this project, because it's a really big deal for us. And so it's just, we just appreciate it. I can't even think of more words to describe how much we appreciate the team over there.
Right, right. Very good. And Eliana Butler, let me come back to you a little bit about the importance of getting the word out, certainly about the work that SAS does. I know SAS is open all the time. You have a hotline number that folks can call, and your services are available 24/7, 365. And I know it's an ongoing job to get the word out and to make sure folks are aware of the services that SAS provides if they are involved with some kind of sexual assault.
Yeah, exactly. And we've talked for lots of years on your show and in other venues about kind of the spectrum related to anti-violence and anti-sexual violence work. So like you just said, we run a 24-hour hotline so that our advocates can respond and speak to survivors the moment that they're needed. And then we offer the sexual assault nurse examinations, or SANE, which is the medical forensic exam. So those, that component of what we do is really that crisis end of the response. And then we work toward prevention with our therapy department in terms of the healing process for survivors, and then all the way into our actual prevention education work, mostly in the schools, but we also go to a lot of different community organizations and groups and health fairs, kind of wherever we can set up and speak and get the word out about who we are, both in if folks need us or after an assault occurs. And then ultimately our goal, everyone's goal, is that this doesn't happen anymore. And we work for that prevention and the bystander intervention and really speaking up when folks, when somebody notices problematic behavior and language. So we kind of work, like I said, on the spectrum so that hopefully one day that there's just so much more awareness and intervention related to preventing it.
Right. And Brandy mentioned all the colors in the tree that you are all working on and all the different areas, of course, unfortunately, that sexual assault and sexual violence and things along that we hear about in the community. Do you feel that the message is getting out? I think there's more awareness, certainly, of the sexual assaults that are happening, the missing and murdered Indigenous women and children, and these campaigns that we've been hearing about. Is the word getting out to the general population that there is more awareness and folks are being more aware of what could potentially happen? What do you think, Eliana? Yeah.
I absolutely think there's a lot more awareness, and it comes from not just the work that we and lots of other organizations do locally, but also what is happening nationally and has been happening for many, many years. Really, I think we've talked when the second wave of the Me Too movement really occurred nationally, which was not new, but it really became part of the vocabulary of people. And so in terms of, yes, awareness, it's absolutely there. Unfortunately, it's still occurring. I was just looking at our numbers this morning for a year, and we do this with you sometimes, is how many sexual assaults occur in this community, or how many are we seeing? And in terms of our SANE exams, we've completed 110 SANE exams this year. And this is November 1st. And we still have a couple more months. So we tend to average between 120 and 130 survivors who we serve just through that component of our work, the crisis response for SANE and advocacy. And that's been incredibly consistent for the almost 19 years that we've been providing services.
Got you. And let me ask the same question to Brandy as well. Brandy, do you think the word is getting out, more awareness of some of these situations, some of these issues that you mentioned that'll be represented on this tree at the Festival of Trees?
Yeah, I do. I think that each color represents such an important part of just anti-violence work. And I think that just this office, but also so many other agencies in our community, do such a great job at being present and being consistent, finding themselves in front of different meetings or in different spaces, just to build the awareness and build the knowledge that people have around anti-violence work. And so with that, they see these colors and they know, because our state, just our state in general, and it's because of because we have such a representation of different tribal areas and people doing work in tribal regions and areas, that I think when people see red, they know that that represents missing and murdered Indigenous relatives and people. And so they're drawn to that. They see a red handprint on the back of somebody's car in our community, and they know what that means. And then, you know, April is such a big month for us because we're just trying to be so consistent in building the awareness around sexual violence prevention. I will say that Family Crisis Center did a phenomenal job in October being present in our community to build awareness and to build people's knowledge around domestic violence and just letting people know that the services are here in our community. And, you know, as you go through the different colors of this tree, I just want to build our community and just say just give such a big kudos to everybody, because I do think that every agency in our community is really just doing the best that they can to build that knowledge and to build the awareness. And I'll tell you, I will be in any kind of space and I can sometimes overhear people doing those things that we talk about in prevention, telling somebody that what they just said wasn't okay, or that, you know, it was sexist or it was misogynistic, or any of those things that are part of that continuum of harm. And they don't know that it's a continuum of harm unless they've heard one of us speak, but they're saying and they're doing those things. And I just think, again, it's because of the efforts that we put into the prevention work in this community. And so I just want a big, you know, big claps for everybody who does work here in our community.
Right. And that takes me back to CHIC, right? The Community Health Improvement Council, and certainly getting the word out and promoting the prevention work that you all have been doing in the community for years and years, really helps to make a healthier community. And that's kind of what CHIC is all about. And I would say kudos to all of you for continuing to get the word out and hearing some of that back. It's got to feel really good that the message is getting out, and hopefully people are promoting it and putting others on notice that maybe they need to step up their awareness as well. Eliana, tell me a little bit about that, maybe, and with the work of CHIC to create this healthier community when it comes to sexual assault prevention and things along that line.
Sure. Well, CHIC, I don't even remember when it started, but I've been involved with it for probably pretty much the whole time we've been in existence, so going on 19 years. And it's taken on several different iterations, but I think the most important part is what Brandy just spoke to, is that consistency piece. Regularity of meeting, talking about the issues, and bringing them together. And when Brandy was talking about the different awareness ribbons and the colors and the various issues, they're so woven together. And CHIC is coordinated and facilitated by San Juan County Partnership. And most people know them for their work around preventing underage drinking and some of those related issues. And all of it is so woven together that I just appreciate the fact that it's been so ongoing for so long, and that we're able to see how it's connected. Because sometimes we folks in general, communities, agencies, can get kind of siloed into our particular issue. And so when we bring it to an awareness like this, where we can participate with you within the framework of CHIC, that it helps people understand that, you know, mental health awareness, mental health, folks that struggle with mental health issues, need support around what's happened to them. Those underlying trauma that's occurred to them is so interwoven with things like domestic violence and sexual assault and child abuse and all that comes together. And so you cannot parcel all of that out into one thing and deal with one thing at a time. It has to be brought together so that we can heal people as a whole.
Right. And from what I have learned from doing these programs with CHIC, you know, a healthy community means a lot of different things. It's certainly sexual assault prevention and awareness. It can be transportation. It can be housing. It can be education. All of these things really do work together and intermingle, I would say, too, to create that healthier community. We really can't, and the term silos gets used a lot, but I know we really can't be in our own silos and think that that's all we need to worry about, because a lot of these other things do intermingle and interact with some of the other things that we talk about to create a healthier community overall. And I'm sure you see that every day.
Absolutely. You said that so well, I don't need to repeat it.
Thank you.
You've been doing this a really long time with this too.
Thank you very much. And I know that there's some other work going on too besides the Festival of Trees project, but I'm excited to see the efforts of your work at the Festival of Trees, of course, later on. Gosh, I think it's going to be later this month or early December, of course.
I think we have to have that tree turned in and delivered right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that is probably true. I know we're working on a tree too, so we're on the same schedule, but there you are.
Yeah.
But I know there's work for the annual Sassy Run. That is continuing, if I'm not mistaken, in the 2023. Is that still on the books?
Yes. In fact, we have started talking about the run kind of in conjunction with planting this tree. In that they're two separate things, but it's part of our annual fundraising. And so the Festival of Tree obviously is benefiting Presbyterian Medical Services. The proceeds that we're all, the work we're putting in will benefit PMS, along with for us bringing in awareness to all these issues. But then for the run, yep, we'll be doing it again in April. Grand year, we are now on our 13th year. I'd have to look at our posters. We have a whole big wall of all our framed posters from the run all these years, and we've moved it downtown.
Right.
And so I think we're going to continue that theme. It was really great to partner with the downtown HQ at headquarters and the art walk, which is probably what we'll end up doing again for that spring art walk.
Gotcha.
And so we are going to start doing fundraising for that. So anyone who's listening, or businesses who are considering looking toward their year in donations and into next year, this is the time to that we'll start reaching out as well to start building the awareness, the support around the run.
Very good. And Brandi Wright, let me come back to you and ask you about the Sassy Run. And it's probably not something you're thinking about right now, but hopefully you'll be running in a few months, right, to be part of this and get the word out about SAS.
Yeah, so we would love for folks to be thinking right now about coming along SAS, coming alongside us at SAS and being involved in the Sassy Run. And there's a couple of different ways that folks can do that. They can already be planning on participating in that run as a runner. It'll be a 5K, 10K run again, which we really loved the route around kind of downtown area. And then of course, the fundraising part of it. We would love for folks to already be thinking about being a big sponsor for SAS and just how they might be able to fit that into their budgets, because it's going to come very quick. And that is really, you know, that's the reason that we do the race, is it's our big fundraiser for the year. And those, the folks that sponsor SAS and really push for this race to happen are the, you know, we always want to recognize them in the biggest ways possible. And, you know, the folks who come alongside SAS and just participate as runners, really what those people are doing are assisting the people who are in this office to continue to do the work in our community and help people who experience violence and just continue the services that we provide. So already we want to say, be thinking about coming alongside us and be one of those big sponsors for SAS and also be training, because it's going to happen really soon.
No kidding. Here we are in November already, so it is coming. And there was another fundraising effort that you made me aware of this morning that I wanted to make sure we mentioned before we run out of time this morning, and that is with the use of a credit card and a way to kind of help SAS by rounding up charges to a credit card. So, Brandi, are you the one to explain that to us?
Brandi, or I can.
Or Eliana, I think you could do that. We've lost Brandi for a moment. Now she's back.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you have the flyer. I'm just going to hold it up because I know y'all can't.
We do have it on the screen. That's okay.
We have it on the screen.
Yep, we're back. So this is a roundout change from your credit card to benefit Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico. And so talk to me a little bit about how this works.
So we switched our platform for online donations. And in that platform, they have, so what people originally normally expect to see through our website or on our Facebook page is a donate button. And that takes them to this new platform through Harness Giving, and they can still do the one-time donation. They can also do monthly reoccurring donations. But there's this really cool part of it that's Roundup, and you probably have experienced this at the grocery store when you're checking out and the cashier asks you if you want to round up for a cause. Well, what this does is you actually create your own account, and you can enter in one or more credit cards and designate an amount your purchases will round up to every month that then will come into SAS on a monthly basis. So if you want to donate up to $25 a month and allow and have it track through your credit card purchases, it will automatically do that. And then it starts over every month. So it's a really cool way to, you don't even, the folks that are doing it now have said, gosh, I don't even notice that I'm rounding up 22 cents and $0.99 or whatever that looks like every purchase to this given amount. So it's a really neat way to designate and sort of like not even notice the expense out of your pocket.
Right. But I imagine it does add up for SaaS at the end of that month.
It really does. And we have some folks who are also doing like a regular monthly donation of just say $20 or $25. And then they're doing roundup. And so then that's tacking on another anywhere between $10 and $15, $20 a month. And it makes a huge roll of difference for us. And you probably heard this in all the different campaigns and organizations that ask you to donate. Every dollar counts. It really does. Every dollar counts towards services to the survivors we serve and the prevention work we do, everything we just talked about.
Right. Very true. Very true. Well, and Brandy, any thoughts about this new way to give to SAS?
Yeah, I think that it is one of those things that it seems so small and it seems too easy, but it really is a great way for folks to just be a part of this cause and to support folks in our community just by donating your change. And I can think of all of the places that I go to, there are food places, so that just speaks to what I spend most of my money on, that say things like, do you want to donate your change and round up to, the children's hospital or to, fill in the blank anywhere. And it seems like really easy. And I always am like, yeah, sure. Cause it's 32 cents or 64 cents or whatever. And it's just a very easy way for folks to donate instead of having to remember that at the end of the month, you want to send in a check or something like that. This is just a very simple way to do that. And so all that a person has to do is scan that QR code and it'll take you to that website. And then you just fill out a little information and it'll connect your card that you want to do that through. So it's pretty easy and it's a really big way to just to support folks.
Right.
Support survivors.
Definitely. Sounds like a great addition to the fundraising tools that you have at SAS. So good job with that, both of you. And we are just about out of time this morning, I'm sorry to say, but we will be looking forward to seeing your tree at the Festival of Trees, of course, which will be very colorful and meaningful, and with the help of the Basin Health Companies, it sounds like. So congratulations on that partnership. And thank you both for joining me this morning. Is there anything else that we needed to mention before we run out of time?
No, I don't think so, Scott.
Go ahead, Ileana.
Oh, I was just going to say we look forward to seeing your tree, too.
Thank you very much. Well, great to have you both on the air, of course. Thank you for being with me, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Festival of Trees.
Okay.
Thank you very much. My guest this morning from SAS, Sexual Assault Services of Northwest New Mexico, with me this morning on KSJE. KSJE and San Juan College present the Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week. Week 11, study with friends and study groups. Encouraging friends to study with you can make everything more fun and productive. Ask your classmates to study with you at a certain time and location. Studying together in person can help you hold each other accountable too. You don't want to be that person who cancels or doesn't show, right? Teaching a friend or family member or even your pet the material is a great way to see how well you know it. When you explain it to someone else, you'll have a better grasp of which information you already have mastered and which information you need to study. The Student Success Coaching Tip of the Week, presented by KSJE and the Student Achievement Center at San Juan College. KSJE is supported by the San Juan Symphony, presenting The Majesty of Mozart, Saturday, November 5th at 7:30 p.m. in Farmington, and Sunday, November 6th at 3 p.m. in Durango. The concert features a combined 160-plus voice choir from Durango, Farmington, and Fort Lewis College, four soloists, and Mozart's Requiem Mass, his final musical statement. Find out more at sanjuansymphony.org, The Majesty of Mozart, November 5th and 6th. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did, and if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.